1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 4.
Today on the Covenant Eyes podcast, Luke will be interviewing relationship expert Michael Smalley. Through their books and seminars, Michael and his wife, Amy, have been teaching couples for years about the principles that make healthy marriages. Today, Michael will talk to couples who are struggling with pornography problems in their marriage. Michael will speak specifically to wives who are suffering from feelings of inadequacy due to their husband's porn use. Michael will also address men about how porn inhibits them from emotionally connecting with their wives. Lastly, Michael will talk about how a couple can spiritually grow their marriage.
I honestly get a very wide range of reactions from the wife who is very understanding, kind of gets it that it's a tough thing for men, and that it's a, makes sense that he might have a struggle with that, and very quick to forgive, and all the way up to the, you know, wives who really just flat out take the stance that you've committed adultery. And I want wives to understand that although it's totally inappropriate and it is not okay, it, pornography usually actually has very little to do with them. Because that's, you know, a very normal reaction for a wife is to feel inadequate, like something's broken with me, I'm not attractive enough, you know, I don't have the right body parts or dimensions, and that is very rarely the case. Normally, a lot of men do it because of insecurities, because a lot of times what happens is it really sort of becomes a fantasy world for a guy, and it really has nothing to do with a lack from their wife. It sort of has to do with a temptation that got actualized, and then when they get involved in it more about they get a sort of watching the pornography, they also get to be who they want to be.
Right, right.
And so a lot of times there's just a lot of insecurity.
Yeah.
And so with anything that our spouse does to hurt us, from lying, stealing, pornography, or an actual affair, the greatest response is always grace and understanding and patience, because, you know, I just counseled a couple recently where I think her husband had looked at a couple of free porn videos or something online and downloaded them about a year ago. And that literally is the last time he's ever looked at them. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, once in the last year, and she accidentally found them a couple weeks ago while he was there with her telling her to look for something. And she opened them up, and she'd never seen porn, but she so quickly went to that place of, you're an adulterer, you know, I don't know who you are anymore, I'm going to divorce you. It was really obviously quite scary, and, you know, we spent hours trying to talk her off the cliff.
While the Bible certainly does say that God detests adultery, he also hates divorce. And so while divorce is one of those unfortunate necessities at specific junctures in marriage, when it happens, it's something that God still detests. Because there was probably a long, long chain of sin, probably not just on one person's part, but on both people's part, in order to even get to that place of divorce. And so before one can really jump to those sort of rash reactions, you're right. Having an attitude of patience and grace amidst it all is so key, and obviously a huge help to a marriage that's trying to heal. I think it's in your seminar, Reconstructing Love. Is that what it's called? Reconstructing Love? Yeah. You talk about how one of the things you talk about in there is how one of the great needs of a woman is to feel valued and connected. And I couldn't help but think when I was reading about that really that's one of the reasons why women have such a difficult time when they notice that their husband's been watching pornography, is that it's something that, you're right, like you said, it causes them to question their value in their husband's eyes, or their beauty, or their worth in their husband's eyes, because his eyes have been landing on other women.
No, you hit it right on that it's not even just inadequacy. It's absolutely that, man, I am not important enough to keep away from that stuff. Pornography absolutely pushes some major buttons, but, you know, it's sort of the marriage makes it depending on how we respond to those buttons getting pushed. So if right. I respond cruelly or insensitively or judgmentally, then probably not going to go real well.
You were mentioning before about the about how husbands, for them, it's rarely just a sexual issue. There's all kinds of other issues that are playing a part into that, whether it be their own insecurities, those sort of things. And, of course, pornography can damage a couple's sexual intimacy. You actually have a DVD series called The Secret of to Sexual Intimacy. And you talk about this need for emotional intimacy between couples in order to enhance their sex life. And I know that, I mean, for myself, because I was so gripped with pornography at some point in my life, I noticed that at the time I wasn't married, but even in my non-married, even in my friendship circles, pornography really deadened my ability to emotionally connect to anyone, let alone who would, you know, eventually be my wife. And I can't imagine how that is for other couples who the man is engaged in pornography and it makes it so difficult for him to emotionally attach, to have that connectedness to his wife. Do you encounter that in your counseling?
Yeah, pornography is the great deadener. It just deadens you to life. It deadens you to relationships. It deadens you to sensitivity. It just wears you down. My heart aches when the media and companies just try to make it seem so normal and so okay and so fun and
glamorous.
Because it's not. It's there's nothing good about it, and especially that sense of kind of like what you said, that deadness. And mm-hmm. What's really sad is some guys they kind of got it. I'm telling you, man, there's not very many young men today in their mid 20s or so that haven't sort of looked at it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like once you look at it once, I mean, it's a struggle. I mean, you know, again, which is why that accountability is so important, because you don't just, you know, I think one of the big mistakes that men will make is they'll look at it. They might even get caught, get in trouble. Their wife, you know, they might blow up and then start getting help. And then they'll say, well, that experience was so traumatic, I'll never have to worry about it again. And that's just not true. There will always be, frankly, just sort of that. I mean, honestly, in that way, it's a lot like a narcotic, a very strong narcotic in terms of its addictive feelings. Because, you know, if you do meth or heroin or whatever, you know, you're sort of addicted that first time. And I think the same is very true for porn. Well, and then you take into account the spiritual warfare aspect.
Yes.
And that's kind of where I feel like a lot of times, even if a guy just is sort of casually just kind of seen it a couple of times and felt horrible and really, you know, gets into accountability and all that stuff, I mean, Satan will still, you're sitting there alone at some point, he'll plant that stinking thought in there.
Yes, he will.
And just, you know, and that thought comes in, you're like, whoa. And that's where, you know, when we need to learn how to take everything captive, because that's sort of that ongoing battle.
Well, for the couple that is trying to work through these issues, that that there's been repentance and confession, can you talk a little bit about how couples then can start growing together spiritually? What is involved in that? I know you talk about that in your seminar, Reconstructing Love, a little bit. Can you give us just a little bit of a taste about what that seminar teaches in terms of growing together spiritually?
Yeah. You know, I think as I was listening to you, to the question, one of the things that's really huge, if you're going to get back on, so there's been repentance, and again, repentance is never enough. Like, you can't just say, sorry, that was wrong, and be like, whew, that's over.
Yeah.
You know, moving on and reconnecting again is, like we've already pounded in, is the essence of accountability, but also transparency. And I think both of you, both of the husband and wife, need to just be transparent. And in that transparency, have like kind of a real sense of humility. And what I mean by transparency is that you need access to each other's information, the computer stuff, you know, the accountability software. You know, those things are going to be really important in terms of repairing the hurt. And then outside of that, sort of a continued sense of asking each other what your needs are in terms of, okay, where, like I just wrote a post today on our site about asking the question, hey, where's our marriage on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being incredible, 1 being really miserable? And, you know, we do that quarterly with our spouse. And if we're trying to move forward and we're trying to regain trust and we're trying to have a satisfied marriage, then we really need to ask those questions and say, hey, where are we? And be able to receive our spouse's answer. Because there's going to be times we're at a 6 or a 5 or even a 4. And probably if you've just discovered pornography, you're at a 2 or a 3. And the greatest thing of this question, though, is that when you ask it, all you have to do is go, what's it going to take to get to a 10?
You've been listening to our interview with Michael Smalley. For more information about Michael and Amy's ministry, go to gosmalley.com. That's GOSMALLEY.com. There you will find out about their books, resources, and seminars, as well as a number of insightful articles and helpful links. This has been the Covenant Eyes Podcast with your host, Luke Gilkerson. Read more articles or listen to more podcasts at the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free. Go to CovenantEyes.com/blog.